Track 5, Vintervadsgatan and Hospitalsgatan. From Rådhustorget, you continue to the right towards Vintervadsgatan. Where the street forks, you will find our exhibition pavilion. The pavilion has pictures, artifacts and sound installations that illustrates what the excavations on the street and in the nearby area have revealed. Here are craft quarters with shoemakers, butchers, silversmiths and comb makers. The street had 17 layers of paving going back to the 12th century. It took 4 meters of digging to get to the original street level. Here, you can pause the sound walk and listen to the stories and the sounds in the pavilion. Otherwise, continue the walk along Hospitalsgatan, the asylum street, which runs on the left-hand side of the pavilion. The asylum, which was at the outskirts of town at that time, was founded as early as in the beginning of the 13th century. This was a place for the poor, the sick, the lame and blind, the leprous and the maimed. During the 16th century, the asylum moved into town to the other side of the river, opposite the convent area, and merged with the Holy Spirit House.
In 1480, the asylum had severe problems. According to the historical sources, the priest responsible for running it didn't fulfill his duties towards the poor and the sick. It's believed that he kept donations and gifts for himself. To set this right, he was replaced by Brother Evert. During his time, the asylum's income increased considerably. For one thing, because of his initiative to let the asylum merge with the Order of the Holy Spirit with its headquarters in Rome. This way, it was possible to sell so-called letters of confraternity to people in general, even laymen. It also meant that the letter purchasers became members of the order, which was popular. After his death, Evert was known as Holy Evert of Söderköping and became Söderköping's own saint.
Now, continue on Hospitalsgatan, which turns into a gravel road. Walk towards the white church you will soon see. At the church, you walk to the left along the church wall. Here, you pass an alley that recently has been named after Holy Evert, Helge Evert Gränd. You are now approaching Drottem Church, which in spite of being so close to the town center, was the rural parish church. Its name derives from the word Drott, which means Lord. The present church was built in the beginning of the 14th century, but already in the late 11th century there was a wooden church standing here. Maybe it burned down or wasn't big enough because it was replaced during the 12th century by a Romanesque granite church. Beneath the church, archaeologists have found graves from the 11th century. One of the people resting here is a little girl who was buried with a 4 centimeter long silver crucifix. Eventually, you get to the place where the Franciscan order founded their convent in the beginning of the 1230s. Since the Franciscan monks based their order on gifts and contributions, it appears that Söderköping was big enough to finance them. The convent was founded only 12 years after the order was first established in Italy. The first brothers in Söderköping may have been Italian and brought with them a new language, new customs, and new food. The alley here leads to an open space, Skvallertorget, which is Söderköping's smallest square. Look around for a while at the little square and hear more about this place.
On the other side of the river stood the Holy Spirit House. It was the poorhouse, the older people's home, and the orphanage. It must have been tough for everybody living there, especially for the children. Even if the Holy Spirit House had some income, it was also financed by organized begging. Mendicants were hired, and after approval from the authorities, they were allotted a specific area. The authorities could, for instance, be Gustav Vasa, who in 1525 allowed the Holy Spirit House in Söderköping to send mendicants to Öland.